Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Monday, January 30th. Another sunny day in Southern California, Tori. I think the summer's back, right?
Or spring. What about spring?
Spring, right?
You missed
well,
one.
You just skipped the spring.
No, I love spring, man.
It feels like summer, but yeah. It's still chilly out here, but not that anybody should care, really. But we do have great weather where the rest of the country, not so much. We're here to entertain and to keep you busy for about an hour. So if you're doing anything else, please stop.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And focus on what we're doing.
It's very early. Don't do that.
But that's what radio is meant to be, is to be in the background, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's why I like it. They call it secondary medium because you can do something else while you're being entertained,
absolutely.
You know?
Oh, radio's the best.
So video requires time. It requires special
and
time.
And like a few more brain cells. Like my eyes have to work, and I don't think that's necessary. Listening is perfectly fine enough.
Wow. So how was your weekend, Tori?
Good.
Yeah?
Good.
You had a good one?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what...
You were probably too busy with the news, right? To think about anything else?
Yeah, there was a lot of protests going
a
on.
A lot of news.
There was... We went to trivia, which I love going to bar trivia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it called trivia?
Yeah, you know where you go to different bars and they have trivia?
Oh, no, I didn't know they
did.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. It's fun. And
really?
They do, someone's hosting it and you get, and you know, you're with your table and you have beers and you drink and you do trivia and you have, it's good.
Oh, anyway, so each table does its own?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Is it the
and
whole
you're
bar?
Playing against the whole, like, whoever wants to play in the restaurant.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah,
that sounds
so
like
it was fun.
Fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Did you win?
No, but
you
we were fourth.
Yeah.
We were fourth.
That's
but
pretty
yeah,
good.
There's a lot of like hipster people who do it who are very intelligent, so it's hard to win in this town, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah, it
oh,
is.
Oh, wow,
people
that's
are pretty smart.
So what were some of the questions that were difficult, for example?
Okay, you so remember? We had to put Abraham Lincoln's vice president was one that I was really pissed that I didn't get.
Oh,
and it was
yeah.
Hannibal Hamlin. And I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know
I
that name.
Never know,
I don't know who that is. I thought it was Johnson who then became
knew
president
that?
Because I thought that's what happened. Yeah, and somebody freaking knew that.
Whoa.
I'm like, what? Yeah, it's really weird. But the one that I got all right was they did, you had to identify like 8 people from Food Network stuff, and I got all of those right.
Really?
So easy. Oh my God.
Wow, Food
so
Network.
Easy. So you can tell the chefs have really become rock stars because I knew them instantly.
Yeah. Huh?
Like Jamie Oliver, Rachel Ray, you know,
whoa.
Tom Colicchio. So anyway, but it's fun, and you guys, and then what they try and do is do it on nights that aren't popular, so like Mondays, Thursdays, Wednesdays, Tuesdays, not Saturdays and Sundays. So they're trying to get people to come to the bar during the week.
Right.
And it's great. Oh my God, it's so much fun.
Oh, sounds like, I mean, you know, sometimes I think I'd like to go on Jeopardy and stuff.
Yeah,
but,
go for this.
But you know what we know? Day to day is not enough.
No.
It's not enough. They ask you shit about literature. And
when they do rivers, I'm like, I'm just going to walk away now. I have no idea. The Nile? I'll always say the Nile or Mississippi if it's in America, no matter what it is. No, you should go. It's we go to the Fox and Hounds up here, and I think it was Studio City. It's a great bar, so check it out.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah,
so try that.
It.
You'd enjoy that more. Like it's your rehearsal for Jeopardy.
For Jeopardy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then you might look stupid, no?
Yeah.
If you don't know answers?
No, because it's anonymously held, and then you put each has a piece of paper,
oh.
And you bring it to the MC, and they read off and count scores. So no one knows what you got wrong.
So they don't know if
no. And you just come up with a fun name, like someone came up with Trivia Newton-John, which is great. That's one of my favorites. Someone else's name was Ewan McGregor is a Decent Actor. That was their full title for their team.
The
so very interesting.
A decent actor.
Yeah. I'm like, that's
not a great actor.
Just a specific person. Yeah. So very specific adjective there. So very fun.
Yeah. Sounds good, you know. Yeah. I mean, the thing is I took the test once for Jeopardy. I did so badly.
You did?
That I thought I'm not Jeopardy material.
No.
You know, I know a lot of things, but But I have a lot of holes in my education.
Sure.
Like literature, for example.
Rivers.
I know nothing about literature.
Sure.
Yeah, or rivers. Yeah. I know rivers pretty much, but but not that many, you know?
Like when they do an 18th century Spanish literature, I don't know what you're even asking you.
Yeah.
So my godfather, who is my parents' best friend in the world, was on Jeopardy! One three times.
Wow.
This is, I think, in the late 80s or 90s, early 90s. He has VHS of it. Mm. And what he is this sort of ADHD genius, and he knows every little bit about almost absolutely everything.
Wow.
He actually knows a lot about absolutely everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you need to be that person.
Yeah, you need to know a lot about a lot of things.
You really do, and you have to be like insatiably curious. He'll come over. We have like a big wine and cheese party or book club or whatever. He'll come over, my godfather, and sit and just read the encyclopedia.
Really?
Like that's how. But he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He'll look up and talk because he has ADHD, but he is just insatiable about information.
Yeah.
He is a phlegologist, which means, or vexologist really means, you're a master of flags, and he goes to the flag convention in Kenya, and he's a flag room. I mean, this guy is total nerd.
Whoa.
The best.
That's pretty cool though, to have hobbies like this.
Oh yeah,
you know?
He's a genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a lot of energy.
So,
yeah, you do. You read, and
is that a hobby though? To
read? Of course, that's a hobby because that's one of mine.
Yeah, I guess it's leisure, right?
Reading is. Yeah, that's just as good as skateboarding. You're just doing something else.
That's true, right?
You know what I mean? Reading is, and you love reading, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. What about collecting? Do you like collecting anything?
Collecting,
what's there to collect? I get flags.
Mother collects blue glass perfume bottles, vintage perfume bottles. I used to collect Absolute vodka ads.
Really?
Which was really cool.
They were good ads.
They were great, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were great.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing not doing that again.
Yeah, right?
That was great. If you don't know, they would make the shape of the bottle into like whatever they were, like Absolute Miami, and they'd make it into like a flamingo or whatever. But it was great. It was a great ad.
It was memorable,
campaign,
really.
Yeah.
But if you're not in advertising, it probably won't help you much to see that.
No, but it was great. I think like regular people enjoyed it.
Right. No, I know. I'm wondering why they're not back to
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
They probably will be, right?
Yeah, it's got to go retro now. It's back in style.
I know. So, that's...
Do you collect anything?
Do I collect anything? No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't. I used to collect comic books, magazines, things like that, but not anymore.
I used to collect penguin things. I loved penguins.
Ah.
And then everyone started buying me penguins, and then when you're the penguin person, you're getting way too many penguins.
Exactly. You get way too many.
So I said,
because people
stop.
Identify you. It's like an easy gift.
Yeah. Oh, I got you this penguin paperweight that's full of rhinestones. I don't want it. My godmother, married to Jack, the one who's married to the Jeopardy, she's the elephant woman. So we always buy her all this elephant stuff because she works at the zoo.
Loves elephants.
Like she's like, enough of the effing elephants, man. I get it. I love elephants, but you don't need.
Yeah, not too many, folks.
So it's flags and elephants.
I like other things too. I'm not that one dimensional.
Yeah, it's not good. Flag, but it's true. They got flags and elephants. Their whole house. It's crazy.
Well, in a few minutes, we're going to have a friend of the show calling in, and his name's Tommy, and we'll reminisce a little bit and stuff. It should be pretty cool. Also, I guess we can't really ignore the news, right? I mean,
I
it's all over the friggin' place.
I think we shouldn't.
Yeah, no, I mean, we got to address this head on because this travel ban, I mean, we were, people are saying, well, isn't he going to change? I'm like, no, he's not going to change. Yeah. That's what he was voted on.
So there's a new page.
That's what he promised us.
So there's a new page, Trump Regrets, and it's about people who voted now realizing what they've done.
Regretting.
And it's interesting as a psychological thing to do, to watch and read, because you think, what did you think was going to happen?
Right.
And it's interesting to hear things like, I was my mother who has cancer is now kicked off, is going to be kicked off Obamacare. Why? I voted for you. Why? Well, you knew he was going to repeal Obamacare.
Right, right.
So I don't get it. I don't think people thought it would happen this fast.
Mm.
And it's been 8 days and people are talking about being unfit. And I mean, 25th Amendment.
I know. What's his rush, right? I mean, but he wants to show maybe that he's working or something. I think he just wants to leave his legacy quickly because he may not last.
I think that's possibly true. And B, I think he's like a child and stamps his foot and wants things now.
Yeah.
And I think he wants it now like that. But just because you're signing executive, I mean, this, you saw one thing go bad and airports were halted. People couldn't get, I mean, this is going to be chaos.
Yeah,
he's the chaos presidency. And you know who said that? Jeb Bush.
Really?
He was like, he's the chaos candidate. He'll be a chaos president. And he is.
Yeah. Well, I guess
we
knew
chaos.
That,
He
right?
likes turmoil. He likes that.
Yeah. I know. Well,
But interesting companies, we'll see. Sam, which interesting, like Lyft, for instance, donated $1 million to ACLU, and Uber was seen siding with Trump on the side. So people like deleted all their Uber accounts, a lot of people. So it's interesting now. So Starbucks just came out today and says, we're hiring 10,000 refugees. So now people are using it as sort of an advertisement for their own company, as their own brand is like, we're helping. And it's interesting now because even like brands are being polarized, right? Like I use Uber, I use Lyft. Like it's crazy. So, but it's interesting to see what companies are doing.
It is, you know, and you have to wonder what was the rush with the ban on Muslims, you know? I mean, okay, you talked about it and everything. Let's, you know, you can analyze it a little more and think about what's going to happen.
It was just,
you know, but he probably doesn't care. I mean,
the idea of chaos could not be more fitting for him. No one was told, no one was planned, nothing was done. Yeah. And in Dulles, three congressmen were fighting with they went down to the airport to see someone who was detained, and the deportation police officer said, no, they couldn't get through. And they like, we have a court order stay. So now there's almost like little bits of anarchy everywhere. I mean, that's, you can't go against a court order.
Yeah.
So it's so strange. So people were just walking around with signs. I'm an immigrant lawyer. Ask me if you need me.
Yeah, right.
Hundreds and hundreds of people. And so, but apparently everyone at LAX, the 17 people were released today. So everyone's gone from LAX, which is great.
Yeah.
But it's
awful. No, that's crazy. You know, I mean, you got to organize something like
exactly.
this. It's totally not
exactly.
organized, you know?
And it's not, it's
and
not,
he picked
yeah.
just some like countries in random by
yeah,
random
not one from the
right?
9/11 he didn't do right. one, or the San Bernardino shooting, not that one
right. I thought, and I mean, Saudi Arabia is full of terrorists yeah. you know,
but he has business there,
he has business
so
there.
Isn't that crazy that's what's interesting to me, is like it's not thought out and it's so transparent.
Yeah,
like you're picking the wrong, like you're not even picking the ones that
yeah you know, the my question is this: the founding fathers, didn't they think that a president might have too much power?
Yes. So this
I
is
mean,
what,
one
yes,
person.
Yes. And I totally was just thinking about that, because they created, actually, and I was watching Bill Maher and they were talking about this, the Electoral College was put in place in case the people vote for someone that's like kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. And the Electoral College says, well, we'll take the we'll be better at picking who the correct president is. But now it's a rubber stamp. So they put that in place as a protection, and now it's gone the other way. But they also do have the 25th Amendment. And you can say if the president is unfit or out of health, and it doesn't say mental, but it could,
right.
you can remove him. And that's why you have impeachment processes. So there's right. there's little parts. He's being sued by everyone right now.
Yeah,
so
right.
it's going to happen. I mean, Lawrence Tribe, who's a famous Harvard professor, a law professor, and taught my father when he was at Harvard Law, he was like, it's unconstitutional and he should be impeached. Like already, if that guy's saying it, the scholar of them all, of
he
will
know.
Be. He will be.
Yeah.
My bet is how long?
Yeah, exactly. How long it'll be, because I've never seen anything like this in this country. You
we
know?
Look crazy. We look insane. We look like a crazy dictatorship.
Mm. Yeah.
When Berlin is telling you not to build a wall, you should probably listen.
Yeah.
They've had a history with walls.
But, I mean, talking about that, I don't think Europe is an example for us, you know, because, I mean, why do so many people come here from Europe, you know? Because we offer things that they don't.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? So, they can criticize us. When we criticize them, they don't really care, you know. But at the same time, I think as Americans, we need to really reevaluate what's going on.
It's
going
to be it's going to be up to the American people to deal with this, because we put them in power, we got to take
But how are we going to do this when we're so divided, you know?
But you know what's funny? Someone's tweeting, Trump is like the alien invasion in Independence Day. He's bringing people who hate each other all together. It's the thing it's the weird thing uniting the whole world. So we're all going to go against him.
Probably, right?
Which is interesting.
But he's wasting That's one thing I was worried about. He's wasting too much time on his own personal battles.
It's an obsession.
Yeah, how is he going to
So,
govern,
yeah,
you know?
Psychiatrically, they call it, it's the narcissistic, which is like a real issue. They can't get away from themselves. That's why in front of those CIA, the wall of the people who died, they were each represented by a star. He stood in front of them and talked about his crowd size.
Yeah.
That's an insane person.
Yeah,
that's insane.
He's so self-involved.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the idea of there is this theory, and I have looked at it, but they said he enlarged his hand on Photoshop when he was like in one of the photos saying goodbye to Obama. I'm like, this is someone that doesn't, he only can think of one thing. Yeah, it's sick. Yeah. So we have a sick, crazy man running our country.
How did we get to that?
And Steve Bannon was put on the National Security Council.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
That guy scares
this
me.
I know.
That guy scares
this
me
This guy
a lot.
Scares everybody.
Yeah.
You just look at him. And
he really looks bad.
He looks scary.
He's got that dead shark eye thing. Right? You know what I mean?
And he looks like he wants to screw you somehow, you know?
Really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if he was selling lemonade with his kid, I'd just walk right on by. I'd be like, no, there's something wrong with that guy. And Kellyanne Conway, what is wrong with her?
I know. She's lost her way.
She's really lost her way. There's video of her doing stand-up in the 90s, and it is not pleasant,
really
people.
Really not funny, huh?
No.
Yeah, well, he surrounded himself by like people, and people that will say yes to him.
Yeah.
And they appear to be the only ones,
yes.
Really. You know, I mean, there's a lot of... I'm tired of the social media thing. I mean, that's all people talk about. And the frustrating thing is nobody's changing anybody's mind.
Right,
it's
going for your side.
Yeah, it's like everybody's cussing each other out and all this stuff. And I didn't realize people were so... I mean, at least it's encouraging that people are into politics, you know. At least they care what's going on.
And when you are going for your own side, you are energizing your base. So it is important to do that for, like, political parties do need that socially. Mm. You do want your party to be engaged. And so if they're just helping each other, there is a reason for that. But I agree, there's action being taken, too. I mean, you saw L.A., every airport, it was like L.A., San Francisco, D.C. Yeah. They all had protesters.
That's true.
Yeah, it was crazy.
All right, well, we're going to take our call right now for the guest we're waiting for. Tommy, are you with us? Tommy?
Yes, it's us.
Hi.
Hey, Tommy. Say hi to Tori. You've never met before.
Hello.
And are you
howdy.
Are you there with Lois still?
Hi,
Lois. Hi, Lois. Guys, thank you so much for calling in. Most of the listeners probably don't remember you, but Tommy used to call into the show a lot.
Oh, nice.
And when you lived in New York, right, Tommy?
No, we're down in Florida outside of Orlando.
Yeah.
And we used to be broadcasters on LA Talk Radio as well.
Oh,
yes,
nice.
You did. So now you were in New York. You moved here. What made you want to move here, Tommy?
You.
Oh, me, huh?
That's a big
and we're not about the politics. You want to talk about Uber. We've used that a few times.
Oh, yeah.
I think too many people are spending time with they're wasting time talking about Trump. Not that what he's doing is not important. As far as controversy, but I can't speak for Lois, but we think that a lot of media and a lot of attention is focused on him so much that a lot of other things are being missed.
Yeah, that's true too, you know, but I mean, how can you ignore what he's doing, you know? But Tommy, forget about the politics now. Let's talk a little bit about you guys. So you moved to LA and then you met Lois, right, Lois? Where did you guys meet?
We got there in 2010.
Yep, we were in 2010, and we were with you at LA Talk Radio for a while.
Right.
Then we took the show on the road, literally.
Wow.
And we went across America, going after the unsung heroes, and setting up remotes literally all over America. We traveled back and forth and up and down the coast about five times.
Wow.
Wow.
And.
And then guess what, Sam? He told us we should get married. So we did.
Oh my God! Is Sam like some kind of
I
guru?
Told you, what is it?
You're big in this relationship, Sam. This
I know. I know. That's why I'm so flattered by them because they admire me. They let me know that
that's
you know.
So nice.
And I love them.
That's
I love
awesome.
You guys. So
it's true. Sam is one of my mentors.
Awesome.
All hail to Sam.
Yeah. So you guys got married here in L.A.
What's that? I'm sorry?
Where did you guys get married? Here in L.A.?
Now, it's very funny, actually. I literally refused to even consider it. I know Lois was my traveling partner and co-pilot across America when we first came out.
Uh-huh.
She was my roommate.
Wow.
She was my co-host on the radio. Then we took the show on the road, I utterly refused to have a relationship because you know how that goes sometimes.
Guys are so stupid. Come on.
I know, right?
Lois, what the hell? Hurry up, man.
I You know, I asked him to marry me like 100 times.
It's true. It's true. We went through Las Vegas and went by Elvis sitting there saying, "Come on, he didn't get married with us. Come over here.
Oh, wow.
Give me a peanut butter sandwich."
Wow.
What are some of the exciting places you went to other than Vegas? Do you recall a place where you especially liked?
Oh yeah, how about Utah?
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Really?
Wow. We got stuck in a place that you would appreciate called Beaver.
Beaver, Utah.
Hey, I appreciate that too.
Yes,
very funny.
She does.
we were on our way back to Las Vegas and back to California. And we were pretty much exhausted because we took the high road, to speak. And we decided not to go through Denver on one of our last trips out there. So we went through Wyoming, and then we came down through Utah, and we stopped at this place, which ironically was like the general store, the mail office, tire place, Burger King, everything you can think of was in this place. And Lois went in to get us some food, and I was sitting in the car saying, "Crap, we've got like 4 more hours to get to Vegas." And this guy came walking up in a uniform, and he had this long metal pole, and he was tapping the ground and tapping tires and such. Wow. And I saw him out of the corner of my eye and tried very much to be, incognito, but you know me, Sam. I stand out in the crowd. And he came over and started tapping our tires, and then he came over and tapped the window, and he said, "Do you realize that if you try to go through the Mojave Desert with your car like this, you're going to stay in the Mojave Desert, and they will find your skeletons, you know, like stuck in the middle of the desert."
Was he the Grim Reaper?
we had to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars, which was our safe money, to get the tires fixed. Then we got to Vegas, and we were shot, literally.
Wow!
Wow!
Wow! That's amazing, huh? I mean, there's an angel coming to you with a
or a good tire salesman. Yeah. Or a good tire salesman.
That's true, right? Maybe that's what he was
doing. One of the trips we had on our we did go to Denver, and this is before other substances were legal, of course. And we were coming down. Lois has a thing about heights, and so I purposely left it like 3 a.m. so that she didn't have to see the Rocky Mountains until we came down the other side and down near Colorado Springs. And here's something for everybody who doesn't know. If you don't stop and get gas in Colorado Springs, there's no place. There's absolutely no place you can stop to get gas until you get to the major freeway because it's just the way it is. So we stopped at this rest area thinking, you know, let's use the bathroom or let's go over here to see if there was a gas station. And it was literally a porta potty on the side of a mountain. There was nothing around but this majestic scenery and a mountain in the background. And here comes this guy stomping his way across. There's dust piles going up in the air like Pig Pan from the Peanuts. And he's sitting there with these boots and he's going, tum, 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 and he's coming across. And he comes over to us and Lois is taken back a bit. And I'm just standing there saying, "What in the hell is this?" And he walks up to me with a heavy Scottish accent and says, "Hey, my name is Fungus Dynast, and I'm ready to, you need to take me to Las Vegas." And I said, "How do you know we're going to Las Vegas?" And he said, "Because I can tell by the look in your eye, you're a gambling man." I'm being very nice because his Scottish accent was so heavy that you really couldn't understand what the hell he was saying most of the time.
Yeah.
And we took him.
Yeah,
I don't know. We were insane, man. We
don't tell our mothers that we picked up.
Oh, wait, so you guys
some
picked up
dude on the side of their freaking
you guys,
road,
you guys picked up a magical leprechaun without knowing who it was.
Yes, exactly. Yes, magically delicious.
Magically.
He was carrying his own. He became a co-pilot and drove for us when we were exhausted.
Wow.
We made it to Vegas alive.
That's good.
It was insane, you know.
Yeah, it and sounds pretty good.
It's going into the ninth book, Sam, that I'm writing.
Wow, and, a ninth book.
I'm going to call it Undenied because there's so many things that happened on our trips back and forth across America.
Mm-hmm.
In reference to the question you asked about us getting married,
yeah.
Somewhere in our, I guess it was fourth or fifth season broadcasting, I almost died. I had the doctors tell me, you know, there's nothing we can do for you. You better go home. They gave me the same stuff that killed Marilyn Monroe. Mm. And they said, go lay up in a bed, try to make him as comfortable as you possibly can. And then I did. I laid up in a bed, getting all drugged up, man, laying there, you know, drooling out the side of my mouth. And
wow.
somewhere in one, I still had enough in me to get down and broadcast. Wow. And in the middle of a broadcast, I basically just popped the question and said, "Will you marry me?" And then we played Colorado. Then we played a freaking John Denver song, uh-huh. And we came back on the air, and I said, "You never answered me. I didn't think you were serious."
That's awesome.
So I guess it was about, I don't know, that was July, and November came, and nobody took us serious, not even our families.
Wow.
And we decided, since family, you know, usually gets together around the Thanksgiving time, that it would be a great thing, since everybody would be together, get married the Saturday after Thanksgiving. No. All hell broke loose on both sides of our family.
Wow.
And
we did it anyway.
We didn't care. We had a little small gathering of, 100, maybe 150 people. Nice. People I had known most of my life, and people, Lois's family for the first time, and God, how long was they were, they all got together for this. I mean, I think they really wanted to just see if we were serious and that we were actually going to get married.
Yeah. Wow. So
it became an adventure.
Yeah. Awesome. Now,
we came down here on a honeymoon.
Yeah.
And we went to a different Hollywood, Florida. And Lois, I don't know, we were on the beach. The wind was blowing like a freaking hurricane, sand pelting us and everything. And I said to Lois, I said, "You know something? I know you lived here in Florida for 17 years before I picked you up and took you across America. Mm-hmm. But something inside of me is telling me, if you know anybody down here who possibly knows where a job may be, I would much rather be here in the sun down in Florida than be stuck in the cold and the snow. God only knows the last few years it's been dumping feet and feet of snow all over the Northeast, especially New York."
That's true.
So
right.
We went back after our honeymoon. She did find a job down here. They said, "Get down here as quickly as you can. We pack up all of our stuff." We threw it in the back of a car and our cats as well.
And there you go.
And we
go.
Got as far as Virginia before the engine blew on the car.
Oh, God. Yeah, you drove a lot.
And then we had to throw everything in the back of a U-Haul truck. And they said on the news, "Killer storm, winter storm Khan is coming." And all I could think of was, you know, William Shatner and Khan.
Yeah, so anyway, the wrath of Khan.
We got in the truck and we started leaving. And what was supposed to be a four-hour trip became a 13-hour death ride from Virginia to South Carolina. And I mean, literally, there was 3 inches of ice on the ground. We saw police cars hanging off of bridges. It was literally insane, to the point when we finally stopped and somehow made it through the other side of the storm, I literally got on the ground and kissed it.
Yeah. Did it occur to you not to drive in that weather?
My only question.
What's that?
It did occur to us, but the truth of the matter was, as you remember, I'm tenacious. And I'm not tenacious D, but I am tenacious in everything I do. And I had a mission in mind. We had already put down our money on our tentative apartment. And if we didn't make it there by the morning of the 26th, we left. When did we leave?
24th.
On the 24th, we left. The engine was blown on the 24th. And if we didn't make it to Altamont Springs in Florida by the 26th, all our money was gone, and they were going to give our apartment to somebody else. Mm. So I had motivation.
There you go. Good money.
Yeah.
There
you go. Enough about us. Sam, I want to say something.
Yes.
That song you posted a few weeks ago,
uh-huh.
First of all, it's beautiful. Second of all, I had no idea you could sing. You're awesome. When are you going
Thank
to
you.
Record an album?
I know, except it was a Hebrew song, and most people probably felt alienated by it.
No.
But it was a song I wrote at 18.
Didn't know you sang.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
No, I do. I've played the guitar all my life.
I didn't know you were a singer as well.
I know, wow. I know. But not anymore, not as much. You know, I mean, the cigarettes have taken their toll.
Yeah.
But at any rate, you know, I mean, yeah, thank you so much, Lois, for saying that. I mean, it's amazing, and I love singing. I love music and everything. And so, guys, so you still do your radio show every what? How often?
Yeah, all I could think of was I remember that you loved Barry Gibb. And,
that's true.
I myself was absolutely surprised that that you were such a good singer. I knew you had told me that you played,
right.
But I had to actually, you know, they say about Thomas, I had to see it to believe it.
Wow.
And Hats very off cool. to you, man.
Thank you.
I'm with Lois. Like, when's the album coming out?
Yeah, right on. Yeah, no, maybe there's a couple of albums in me. I don't know. But,
yeah.
But right now, you know, I'm like focused on other things.
I think that's a good idea. That's a hobby. There's a hobby.
No, of course, you know, and I wanted to be a rock star and everything, but I went for the real jobs.
Well, yeah, but you can still be a rock star.
Yeah, not now.
Look at Keith Richards. He's like 1,000 years old.
But he started when he was very young.
It's true.
And I'm no Keith Richards either.
Yeah, I think that's very funny. Keith Richards is still kicking around, and all these other people.
I know he will never die.
It just shows you. It doesn't matter.
He looks like the crypt people are over there.
Yeah,
and he's still going strong, man.
Yeah, it just shows you. It doesn't matter how you live, man. If your day hasn't come yet,
seriously, man,
you're staying around.
There's a meme going around that says, "What are we have to think about the world we're leaving for Keith Richards?"
Yeah, right. And Betty White, right?
Poor him.
So you guys still doing a radio show?
We had a loss in the family back in April of 2015, and it was pretty devastating to us both.
Yeah,
We lost our daughter, and
I got
pretty angry, you know.
Yeah.
And we put it down. We're planning to get back on the air. Hopefully, it's one of those things. I was going to talk to you off air. Maybe do a remote broadcast from here, off LA Talk Radio. But for right now, we are working pretty hard.
Yeah,
and I'm back in school. I'm working an 8-hour day, and then doing school at night. And,
Very cool.
It's become a life.
Wow. Yeah. See, Lois, you got yourself a great catch there.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. Not giving up, not slowing down. That's very cool. So do you guys work together or separate places? How does it work? Guys?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah. I was asking, do you guys work together or do you have separate jobs?
Yes. We've been blessed. Almost every job we've had since we've been down here, we get to work right next to each other. We've gotten the same job.
Oh, that's awesome.
And luckily for us, we live across the street from where we work, so it's...
Wow.
But we did. We had to do the commute, man. And let me tell you, down here, they're in the midst of doing renovations on the freeway, and they're calling it the... What do they call it? The super
freeway. But you're going to tell Doug about that when they're in LA? Are you kidding?
That's true. 7 lanes of backed up traffic, on no matter which road you took. Here, though, they've tore up the roads, and to have to do a commute, it's worse. Believe it or not, it's worse than being on the 407. It's crazy.
Wow.
I would take 7 lanes of traffic over the knuckleheads down here driving around. It's just crazy.
So so you guys are in Hollywood, Florida? Is that where you are?
Yeah, we're here in Florida. It's
in Central Florida, around Orlando.
Yeah, we're on the east side of Orlando, about 40 minutes between Orlando and Daytona.
Oh, okay, nice. I guess
45 minutes from the beach, either way you go. Uh-huh. And if you want to be silly and go to Disney, it's about half an hour the other way.
Nice.
And, like I said, it's moderate temperatures. Not as nice as L.A., but most of the year it's warm. We don't have to worry much about snow.
Yeah, that's
true. I
think
the coldest I've seen it is maybe 40 degrees. And you know what? After living in New York, I'll take it.
Yeah, right.
There you go, man. A lot of people from New York move to Florida, you know, because it's still the East Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
And
snowbirds. My grandparents would go during the winter, and so they just followed the sun,
the birds.
Like the birds. Snowbirds.
Well, guys, thank you so much. Do you want to give out your social media if people want to get a hold of you, or where are you guys available to reach?
Well, you can contact us on our right now. Like I said, the broadcast is tabled for now, but we're hoping in a month or so we're going to get back on the air. Not your competition, of course, but we were broadcasting out of Blog Talk.
Right.
And for now, if they want to get in touch with us, you know, the book is going to come out hopefully in the next month, and then I'll send you a copy, and we can talk again.
Yeah, yeah, let's promote the book.
You can get us on Facebook, on Tommy's Facebook, Tommy Bethel, or you can get...
We do have the radio station does have a Facebook page, Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibes, same as the show that we had when we were on LA Talk Radio.
Right.
And we have a little bit of following. You know, we've had artists on from Uzbekistan and all over the globe. Wow.
That's cool.
No Muslims, though, to my knowledge.
Oh, wow. Oh, well.
Listen, that being said, I was amazed by the protest from New York and LA, Kennedy Airport. I think they said there was something like 150,000 people that came out for that protest.
What are you going to do? It's a new time.
I think the president is wanting the attention that he's getting. I didn't know about the blown up hand thing.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Is that so funny?
Made me chuckle just
yeah,
a bit.
Is that funny?
Yeah, that's crazy. I will say we are living in a crazy world, but Sam, you are the sanity of it all.
That's true.
LA Talk Radio, you want the truth uncensored? We know where to go.
There you go.
Wow. Say what you want.
You guys are very sweet. Thank you so much. Well, thank you for calling
in. We hope you guys have the rest of your day is blast, man, and thank you for having us on the show, Sam.
Of course.
Thank you for calling us. You guys are always a lot of fun, and do come back when the book is ready to be published and we'll promote it here.
Don't be surprised. We'll call in, man. We aren't going anywhere. We listen to you guys almost every day.
Oh, you're the best.
You guys are a nice breakaway
from our work.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Thank you very much, guys. Well, we wish you a lot of continued success. And we're very, very happy that you called in. You know, I mean, I missed you guys and all that. So, but I'm glad to hear you guys are doing well. Too bad you're not in LA anymore. But maybe you can come visit sometime. You know, I mean, you guys are big travelers.
That would be something we'd like to do sooner than later.
Yeah,
We seriously thought about moving outside of Dallas, Texas, for a while, but that was because of work.
Yeah.
And the day after we got back from Texas, they said, "What? You guys are gone."
Oh, so good.
The irony of it is, we're right back where we started when we moved out here.
It's a full
same
circle.
Company, and we're right across the street from where we live. Like I said, so
we're definitely planning a trip to LA.
Awesome.
Oh yeah,
sounds great, guys. Well, we'll be in touch, and thanks again. Much continued success to you guys, and thanks again for all the nice words.
We appreciate that.
We love you guys.
We love you.
Love you too, guys.
We love
Take
you
care.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nice people, huh?
They're the nicest.
Yeah, and I remember they were like they were like partners first and doing things. And
yeah,
then
he took his
married.
Damn time. Yeah, he took his damn time.
I know, huh? It's funny that way. But sometimes, you know, you don't want to ruin a friendship, so you don't take it to the next level.
This is my husband and I, and we were best friends, and then one day we're on a stupid drunk, what do you call it? A bus party. What do you call it? A party bus. You know, where they have the stripper poles and everything, and we're wasted and everything. I'm 26 or something, and he looks over and he's like, you know, "Hey, kiss me." And I was like, "No, you're my best friend. I'm not ruining this."
Yeah, right.
And then he was like, "You're such an idiot. I love you." And then I was like, "Oh, I am an idiot."
No, it's funny.
But
right?
But you worry. You don't want to ruin that friendship. That's
That's true. You know,
you got to think about it.
I've had that several times, and I resisted. But I remember in my 20s, I had a friend, and she insisted. So I finally succumbed to it. And you know what? The friendship ended.
Shouldn't have succumbed.
Yeah.
Should not have succumbed.
I know.
There you go. And now you don't have that friend.
No.
Yeah.
That friend's gone.
But you know what? Luckily, they turned out fine. I'm going to turn out. We're going to be fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah. That leprechaun story was probably my best thing I've ever heard.
Leprechaun.
He was like, "Arr, take me to Vegas. You've got the twinkle in your eye."
But aren't leprechauns Irish? He said this
you know
guy
what?
Was
you know
Scottish,
what?
Right?
You know what? This
same
is,
thing.
This is this very small details that you're now discussing with me.
Okay. I won't bring it up. I was just trying to clear it for myself. You know?
I guess you're right. Yeah. But you know what? I bet there could be some Scottish leprechauns.
Yeah. Probably, yeah. All maybe. They do is cross the border. Or yeah. It's a big deal.
There's a wall. I'm just kidding. A leprechaun wall. Oh, God.
Wow. So, now let's see. The stuff happening.
Yeah.
I don't know that I care that much about any of this.
Oh, that's great. That's
but
lovely to start
but
that way.
The Super Bowl is coming up this Sunday,
yeah.
right?
Okay, so I read something about Lady Gaga, that she's going to do it without any other singers.
Oh, really?
And
what, just solo?
I don't know if that means there's no backup singers or another star. She's going. I don't know what it means.
Yeah.
But there's only been like a few people that have ever done it that way.
Oh,
and
wow.
She can do it. I mean, yeah. But I'm excited too for the ads and. Are you like the Super Bowl?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Of course. I'll watch it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I
Tom
guess
Brady. Oof. Take your
I don't
pants
look at
off.
That, but,
oh my God.
But I guess Kraft Heinz decided they want to make the day after the Super Bowl a national holiday.
For what? Wait, for what?
Because they're saying that, like their employees, many people, they're saying that more than 16 million people call in sick the day after the big game.
Hungover.
Which cost the country about $1 billion in lost productivity. Or angry or irritated, they say, and things like that. So
interesting. So what do you call this day?
Yeah.
Is it like
Smonday.
Smonday?
Smonday.
Are you saying that like with an
like
S?
Like Sunday? Yeah, like Sunday with an M.
Okay, so our...
Smonday. M-U-N-D.
So the new national holiday isn't even a real word. We are going to shit. Smonday. It used to be like,
yeah, it's like
MLK
Sunday,
day.
Monday, yeah.
All right. But I mean, I mean, if it's losing that much, and you know, $1 billion is a lot of money.
I know, but you know what? If they haven't made Election Day a holiday...
Yeah, fuck this
you
Monday.
Know, they're not going to make the Super Bowl.
You think the election... Can I the please go and vote? No, but this day, it's Monday.
Exactly. Yeah, you know? I mean, most countries have a day off on Election Day, you know,
yeah,
so people can go.
Exactly, because they want more voting, not less voting. That is so funny. Who's suggesting this Monday shit? Is it Trump?
That's Kraft Heinz.
Oh, Kraft. Oh, so it, yeah, but he loves Kraft.
Company.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I guess they decided to do it for their employees, and then they started to evangelize this for everybody.
But remember, Kraft is also, yeah, and okay, yeah. They're also, yeah, well... That's, I mean, if it works, it's great, but we should be working on Election Day being a national holiday, too. It should be part of it.
They say the people that do show up for work are just plain cranky. So I guess that's the loser ones,
we're such
right?
We're pusses.
I know. What is it?
We can't have grumpy employees. Oh, my God. I'm over it.
I know. I'm telling you. It's like unbelievable what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess they're doing some research now as far as food sources.
Yeah.
And they found that tiny insects can actually provide a lot of nutrition.
Okay. So this is like crickets and like ants and things like this,
yeah,
right?
Okay. And that's, but they're saying there's bugs that taste like pumpkin seeds.
Okay.
So, and my God, they look like pumpkin seeds too. It's disgusting.
Here's Now, there are countries where this is an absolute delicacy. Okay.
Right.
And I am not bashing it, but I won't try it. I don't want it. I don't need it. And even if it's a lot of protein, I'll have a yogurt. I just will have a yogurt.
Right?
I just don't want that.
I know. But they're saying we might be running out of food eventually.
I mean, really?
You know?
Have you seen Costco? There's 800 million gummy bears in like a skateboard shoe. I mean, there's way too much food in this country. And unused food, you know, I mean, come on.
That's true, right?
God.
Do you ever wonder what restaurants do with their leftover food and the grocery stores?
Table,
what do they do? Do they give it to homeless people?
So some places do, but the majority of them toss it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And they'll toss
That's
food
terrible.
That isn't good looking. So there's now supermarkets for ugly food, so it's much cheaper. And it's just a tomato that's misshapen.
Mm.
But you're like, I ain't taking that tomato.
Yeah.
It's very interesting, the amount of food that goes wasted. What we hope to do eventually, I'm putting myself in this because I'm also a scientist, is that 3D printing will be able to eventually print protein and peanut butter and things that you can then give to people in starvation or famine countries.
Right.
So that you can actually create and manufacture artificial food so it can never go away.
Yeah.
So no one can have to be hungry.
Yeah.
But, you know, at this point, we shouldn't have anybody who's hungry because we have a surplus of food in America.
That's true. In America, we do.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of hunger in the world.
In America, it's like 1 in 4 children.
Really?
Oh, it's very bad.
That's
very,
pathetic,
very bad.
Man,
yeah.
For America to have so many poor people.
Yeah.
And... and homeless people and everything. Yeah. You know, I think we should take care of these. I really should.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well,
you know, I mean,
you're turning into a bleeding heart liberal, sir.
I am getting
you on my.
No, I mean, the thing is that, no, look, I mean, I have feelings for people.
I know.
I really do.
Of course you do.
And the Republican Party is really pissing me off.
Yeah,
lately,
and let me ask you a question about that really quickly. When do you think, as a Republican, sane, like moderate Republicans, who I actually like really. I'm not against, we'll stand up against Trump. When do you think the congressman who's just like kind of a moderate, not really pro-Trump, will start to say, this is getting a little crazy?
Yeah.
Like McCain has already done it, and so is Lindsey Graham, right?
Right. But now they're saying, look, a recent headline, fellow Republicans upset by Trump rebel.
Yeah, I think it's going to start coming from them.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
nobody in the Republican Party wanted him in the first place, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody reluctantly moved behind
him. Yeah, exactly.
Him, you know?
Do you know that someone put on the Wikipedia page, I love this story, of invertebrates, which are like jellyfish
without
spines. There's Paul Ryan. It goes horseshoe crab, jellyfish, Paul Ryan. I thought that was so funny. Wow. I love dumb shit like that. But then, you know, Democrats are also bringing spines, like fake spines, to Chuck Schumer's apartment and standing in front and being like,
right,
don't be spineless against Trump. So,
yeah,
it's interesting.
I know. Well, you know, I think next to Trump, everybody looks liberal a little bit.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
My God. But he's taking it. He's taking it. That's not what the conservative agenda is all about.
No.
At all.
No.
This is Donald Trump's agenda.
That's right.
And he just raided the Republican Party. It could have gone the other way, too.
Well, yeah, y'all didn't stand up. That's exactly right. That's very true.
But, you know, out of 17 people at the Republican primaries that he won, yeah, we have to do some soul searching.
I think. Both parties.
Yeah.
Both parties.
Yeah.
How did he get there? I'm telling you, he's the alien. He's uniting us all. We're all going to be together again. Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's like the Pokemon phase when everyone was happy outside together walking around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I guess the first human pig embryos were made and then destroyed.
And destroyed.
Now, they're doing this. Why?
I don't want to tell you. I think it's to see if you can, for body parts, to see if you can recreate organs.
For humans,
for organ transplants. I think it sounds very crazy.
I know it does.
I know it sounds a little scary, but this is what you have to do in case you have a million people on a kidney donation list. You got to do something to think about making your own kidneys.
Right.
So again, with 3D printing, they're hoping to 3D print organs, which is really cool. They can specify it to your body. Therefore, you won't ever reject it.
Right.
This is all Star Trek shit.
It is, you know? And I mean, they want to provide transplantable hearts and lungs and kidneys.
That's right. They're already doing prosthetics, so why not?
Right.
Yeah.
And this is all from stem cells.
But then it's going to go to brains, and then we get the robots.
Yeah, right.
That go and kill us all.
I know. I'm watching more of Westworld, and they're really making those robots real, right?
Yeah.
Like have feelings, and they insist on having emotions.
The reveries.
Stuff, right?
Yeah, the reveries are like the little intricacies that people have of emotional things that make you really human.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm at the part where she asked the technicians to program some emotions into her
Remember? Yeah. Is that with Tandy Newton? You're doing that?
Yeah.
She's naked a lot.
Yeah, she's naked
a
lot.
She's cute. She's beautiful. Yeah. She, I think she's 44 years old, that woman.
Really?
She is beautiful.
Yeah, she looks great.
She's amazing.
And
SAG Awards were on last night.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw something about that. Who won?
Well, Stranger Things won as the best ensemble, and there's a famous meme going around, of course, because the producer gave a very riotous speech, anti-Trump, and it was wonderful. But
of course.
They always do. But Winona Ryder was right next to him, and her face did, like, a warp change throughout everything he was saying, and it's wonderful to watch. She, like, frowns, smiles. She goes through all these emotions and listening. It's a wonder to watch. So go to YouTube and watch. You'll just put Winona Ryder face, and it'll come up.
Really?
It's going viral, very much so. So it's all over the place. So her reactionary face was wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's funny. But yeah, and people, a lot of speeches about let them in, people wearing it on their chest, holding refugee welcome signs.
Yeah.
So everyone's in on it, man.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? I mean, look, the world is protesting and stuff, but we don't like the world meddling in our business, right? So why? I mean,
not the world. That's American actors.
No. Not him.
Oh.
I thought you were talking about. I'm sorry. So I guess I just segued
to
the fact that people are protesting all over the world. And it's our business.
It is our business. But what it says to him, which is important, is all he cares about is approval and validation. Mm. That's all he cares about. He's like a child, right?
Right?
And if he doesn't get approval, especially in America, but across the world is saying, we also disapprove, that affects him. It's important.
Well, it affects him. But, I mean, I don't want other people to meddle in our politics. And what are you doing protesting our president?
I think they're offering support.
It's like...
Offering support.
I think if support, they need to look at us as a country, I think.
Well, I agree, but like with the Women's March, when they marched in Nairobi in Iraq, they marched and they were saying, I'm with you as a woman who believes in rights for women. That's all they were saying,
is
I stand with you. And again, it goes back to engaging the base. That's important to have your own base supported by an energizing group that spreads globally. That's very energizing for people to keep going and protesting more.
Mm.
So it is a tactic, you know?
Yeah, plus you can't stop it, really.
Yeah, right. So it's a way.
Yeah. Oh, well, what can you do, man?
Anyway, but, about Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
She's important.
Well, what's funny is, remember Kanye, her hubby, if you don't remember, met with Trump and just stood there and took pictures. You remember this? Like a couple of weeks ago, months ago. She tweeted about the statistics on terrorism, saying there were so few people that actually are, there's so much more domestic terrorism than, you know, people coming from these countries that are killing people in America. So it's going to be interesting. There's a Kardashian Conway split. I'm trying to lighten the mood, man. You know?
Yeah, well, come it's
on.
Light.
Trying. I'm trying to give you some pop culture. Come on, man. I'm trying.
We sure care what Kardashian has to say.
Come on. Right? Wasn't, you know, I do. Smart woman.
Is she smart?
Yeah, you don't make that much. Oh, yeah. Brilliant. Huh. Her app that she did, the game, Kardashian game, that she thought of was like, I'm going to them and coming up, and they were like, yeah, let's do it. That gave her $500 million. I mean, that's the bank. She's very on top of what will be best for her brand, ahead of what everyone else knows. Mm. They're great at it.
Yeah.
There's no one who can tell you they're not great at it.
But you know what? I think if you're as famous as they are and you have the money, I think you can do those things.
You cannot last like they last. You are in and out. I mean, each child has their own huge brand.
Right.
I mean, Kylie has this stupid lip gloss kit, and people go, it crashes the site with millions and millions. I mean, this has gone crazy.
Really?
Crazy. Wow. So, and now, of course, Chloe has her jeans line, and it's going crazy. You know, it's like, you don't get that way as an entrepreneur that lasts with five different children without being really smart.
Smart.
So I'll challenge anyone else.
That's true. Okay. Well, Kardashians, they're smart. Yeah. That's what we learned today.
I'm saying at least Kris Jenner is a very smart human being.
No, but I mean, hey, they must know something we don't, because they're there and we're here.
And they lasted.
Yeah.
I mean, Paris Hilton went away and they're still trucking along, man.
That's true, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks, Tommy and Lois, for calling in. Thanks, everybody, for listening. As always, Tori.
Anytime.
Thank you. And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.